With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former GOP Congressman, or rather Florida GOP Congressman Mike Waltz, says there's plenty of evidence to suggest the gunman who tried to assassinate former President Donald Trump may not have been working alone.
He also had multiple overseas encrypted platforms. That's the word the FBI used in describing it. We haven't gotten any more information on what that is, but at the same time, we know the Iranians have active assassination plots.
Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress this week offered a stark reminder that Israel is fighting for its very existence as a state.
Israel is defending themselves against an attack, and they still have hostages. Hamas is still a terrorist organization that has to be eviscerated, and that's what the mission is all about.
Also at SRNnews.com, California Governor Gavin Newsom has issued an executive order.
That order directs state agencies to move urgently to address dangerous homeless encampments and clear them from state land while giving local governments the authority to do the same. This comes a month after a Supreme Court ruling allowing cities to enforce bans on sleeping outside in public spaces. City and county officials are not legally bound to follow the executive order, though it says they are encouraged to adopt the same policies. Some local officials say they will continue to clear homeless encampments as they've been doing so since the Supreme Court ruling. John Scott reporting.
Well, California's largest active fire is growing quickly now, threatening thousands of homes as firefighters scramble to meet the danger. The park fire intensity and rapid spread Friday night, leading fire officials to make unwelcome comparisons to the monstrous campfire of several years ago. This is SRN News. Bible readers make better citizens.
According to a new poll released by the American Bible Society, people who read the scriptures on a regular basis are more likely to put a high premium on civic engagement. Bible readers pay more attention to the political life of the nation than their non-reading peers, and they're better educated on the key issues before the country, the state, and their locality. Those who engage with Scripture regularly are also more likely to be civically active. Michael Harrington News.
Louisiana has agreed to delay implementing a requirement that 10 commandments be placed in all of the state's public school classrooms, at least until November. Now, the agreement was approved in a federal court considering a challenge to the order. Opponents say it violates constitutional language forbidding government establishment of religion. Backers say the 10 commandments absolutely belong in our classrooms. This is SRN News. Pilots at Ireland's national airline, Aer Lingus, have voted to accept a pay hike.
The vote ends a labor dispute that led to the cancellation of hundreds of flights. Members of the Irish Airline Pilots Association backed the 17.75% raise recommended by Ireland's labor court, which intervened in the standoff that began in late June. Some 85% of union members who returned ballots voted in favor of the deal.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Apple has reached a tentative collective bargaining contract with the first unionized company store in the country. International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers Coalition of Organized Retail Employees says it has struck a three-year deal with the company on behalf of the workers at a store in Maryland. A vote is slated for the 6th of August. More details at srnnews.com.